gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Well, here we go once again for another week of Auto World. Thank you very much for joining me here on the program. In this hour, we're going to have two guests sliding up to the microphone. We're going to first talk to the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for a company called Venture Vehicle Systems. They're doing some interesting things in collaboration with the Ford Motor Company, doing some CNG conversions. And they're also involved with a number of other cool things, including some very outstanding customized Jeeps that they recently unveiled at an event out in Utah. Also coming up in this hour of the broadcast, we've never done a segment before on exhaust headers, but we're going to be doing a segment on today's program on exhaust headers with a representative from Hedman Headers. They are a company that have been around since the 1950s, founded by one gentleman, and today they're kind of a conglomerate of four or five different companies, so we're going to be talking about exhaust headers and engine swaps and all kinds of cool stuff in the latter half of this hour of the broadcast. In hour number two, we may have a possible mystery guest stopping on by, but we are guaranteed to be joined by Tom Cotter. Tom Cotter is a veteran motorsports reporter and enthusiast. He is now the president of the company that's going to be presenting the new Formula One race just outside of New York City on the banks of the Hudson River in New Jersey. The first race is scheduled for June 2013. They're going to be doing it every year for the next 10 years. And, of course, Tom is the author of the Cobra in the Barn, as well as the Hemi in the Barn, the Vincent in the Barn, the motorcycle, the Corvette in the Barn, and many other books, including a very hot one that he's working on right now. Hour number three of the broadcast will bring us on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, the CEO and editor-in-chief of TotalCarScore.com. Easy enough for me to say, TotalCarScore.com. This gentleman is the former one of the big wigs at Edmunds.com, and he's done something very unusual with this website, and it will be his first live appearance here on the broadcast. And also in hour number three, we're going to play a couple of interviews that I recorded recently at one of the international auto shows. Along the way, we're going to take your telephone calls at the regular number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. You can email me up anytime. It's my name, Bob, B-O-B, at Bob Long Radio, B-O-B, at B-O-B-L-O-N-G-R-A-D-I-O.com. And every now and then, we have a mess up when it comes to sending out prizes here on the broadcast. I've heard through the grapevine that many of you folks have not received the Wash Drops prize package, so please shoot me an email or shoot me a question during the show, bob@autoworldradio.com or bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, let's welcome the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Venture Vehicle Systems. The gentleman's name is Terry Cargis. Hello there, Terry. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. It's great to be on with you on a Memorial Day holiday.
Absolutely.
On the best racing day of the year.
No question about it. I've been on the air most of the day here. Give us an update on the Indy 500 and as well as the events down in North Carolina.
By the way, I'm anxious to hear about the New York race. I had not heard about that until you just mentioned it. Is Austin still on?
Yes, Austin is still on, but this is a brand new venue. For many years, they've been talking about bringing F1 to New York City, and Tom Cotter, who's a great guy, is the man in charge, and they're going to be doing it right there on the banks of the Hudson River overlooking the New York skyline beginning in June of 2013. So that's going to be quite a cool event, no question about it. Tell us
a little bit about
the history of Ventures. You guys have been around for quite some time.
company is 40 years old, and it's a privately owned company by Jeff Wyatt and his brothers and sisters. Their father started it about 40 years ago as a packaging company for the OEs in Detroit. And one day somebody at Ford Motor Company asked Mr. Wyatt Sr. if he could supply chain management. In other words, purchasing parts, pulling them into inventory, packing them up, and then shipping them out to dealers if he had orders. And he said, oh, sure, of course, we'll do that. And that started the business literally 40 years ago. And we are proud to say that, we service probably 15 different major manufacturers, including BMW, Case New Holland, Mopar being one of our largest accounts, and Ford Motor Company, and actually buying parts, pulling them together, assembling them. We had been at one point at quite a large remanufacturing organizer for Ford and some other, and for Chrysler. So
and
through the downturn, not a single employee was laid off. They did some unusual things to pull everything together and reduce costs, reduce the all of the overhead, and save jobs.
That's wonderful news. Anytime we can save jobs in the state of Michigan and in the U.S., it's always something that puts a smile on my face. Let's talk a little bit about CNG conversion. I know that you're currently doing that for Ford as a QVM. Before we go any further, why don't we exactly break down what is a QVM?
That's a quality vehicle manufacturer or modifier, and what Ford has done is developed a rigorous standard that will require you to go through a whole series of checks and balances against what is your facility capable of, who are the techs that you have that are working on any of these, and what kind of equipment and safety requirements do you have to have on hand, and what kind of training has been provided to become a certified QVM. The reason they've done this is that you're working under pressure with natural gas or propane systems, and they want to make sure that they have done everything on their part to ensure that that there's a quality job done, and that the vehicle is going to run on natural gas as long as it might have on diesel or gasoline straight from the factory. So what they're just trying to, it's a great service that Ford has provided. We actually were the first company to receive a QVM status, and we did it within in record time. And that's again our capabilities and logistics capabilities are really phenomenal. Unlike a lot of the companies that are getting into this business, we have an enormous technical capability and staff, and are quite well organized. But the Ford product, this whole CNG program came about because of the downturn, and Jeff Wyatt, our owner, decided we don't want to ride the coattails of the OEs, and we should have our own businesses generated. So he got off into a couple of different areas in the non-traditional business, and the CNG conversion business was the first one. And we're actually enjoying some great success with it right now. We're converting, we have packages that we have developed that convert a gas F-250 or F-350 Ford truck to run on compressed natural gas.
Wonderful. When we come back on the other side, we'll find out lots more. You're listening to Auto World live all across North America. Don't go away.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me. We're live all across North America, and speaking of Billy F. Gibbons, I sent him an email just the other day. He is off on tour, started in New Hampshire, playing in Connecticut tonight, and we're going to do our best to get him on the broadcast here sometime during the tour in the not-too-distant future, so that will be lots of fun. But we're having lots of fun right now with the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Venture Vehicle Systems, Terry Cargis. And Terry's been telling us about the CNG conversion work that they're doing for Ford with the F-350 and 250 pickup trucks. And certainly, Terry, with the price of gasoline, I would imagine going to CNG, there's going to be a significant savings in fuel.
Right now, you can look at almost a $2 a gallon savings.
So wow.
Where we used to, when we started introducing alternative fuels as a green product, it has now been the CFOs of the companies that have been driving this with gas prices and diesel prices, what they are, and the amount of natural gas that's been discovered because of fracking. In fact, it's so plentiful now they're burning it off in Houston. There's no place to put it.
No,
and a lot
kidding.
Of the companies have even stopped drilling for it because it's so plentiful. But, you know, depending on who you talk to, we've got a 150-year supply.
Oh.
And at a $2 a gallon savings, it's a no-brainer.
It certainly sounds that way. I've never driven a CNG vehicle. I know I've seen them used by buses and various fleets. What's the performance like compared to a normal gasoline internal combustion engine? Is there any difference in the performance of a CNG-powered vehicle versus a gas-powered vehicle?
If you drove our truck, it is virtually unnoticeable. It absolutely is unnoticeable. In fact, our trucks and on the bi-fuel truck, which is both gasoline or CNG, you can flip the switch and change fuels while you're running, and it's a seamless exchange. You would never know that a different fuel was now fueling the engine. That's the great part, is that the people that drive the trucks fall in love with them. Why? Because, one, you're going to save, and two, there's no loss of horsepower, torque, or towing capacity.
It certainly sounds like a win-win, and definitely folks should check into it. Another part of Venture Vehicle Systems is V-Works, and this is a very cool part of your company. Tell us all about it.
We have been fortunate to get the services of a fellow who has been a longtime resident of Adrian, Michigan, where we're located, and who commuted to Chrysler for 2 hours, one each way, every day for the past 23, 24 years, a fellow named Pat Muldoon, who is our Vice President of Engineering. He was at Mopar and head of their engineering for 23 years as well. Pat has brought over some great ideas, and we just went to Moab last month out in Utah for the Jeep Jamboree and took over three vehicles that we took. One was a Jeep JK8 pickup that he had created for the television show Sons of Guns, Will Hayden, the Red Jacket firearms people. And he had done this candy apple red Jeep that is really spectacular to see it. It's nothing you've ever seen before. And then he did another one. It was a JK-8 stretch that had a 50 caliber machine gun mounted on top, which is unique anywhere you go. But that also will be something that Will Hayden uses on the Sons of Guns show. And then he took a Ram truck with a 14-inch lift called the Caballo Diablo, which had a personnel, I guess you could call it, something that if anti-terrorism vehicle, because it has it shoots napalm out of the sides on the bottom.
Wow.
I would say that he's a very creative man. Pat Muldoon is a very creative man, fun to work with, and we've got some exciting things coming. He's developing different engine packages for the Jeeps that we'll be offering here soon.
That's great. I've known Pat for a number of years, and like you said, he is a brilliant engineer. I understand also at the Moab Easter Jeep Safari, you launched a Baja Ram Runner-inspired truck. And this is for the real hardcore off-road racers.
That's the Caballo Diablo with the flamethrower on it.
Well, that's the one. Okay.
Working with the Croker racing guys, Ken Croker, We got the system from him. That's the one with the 14-inch lift, literally a Baja racing suspension.
Oh, that is cool.
You can jump that truck. It's pretty spectacular.
I understand, in addition to Ford offering CNG in their vehicles, I've heard through the news lately that GM and Chrysler have both announced that they're going to have CNG vehicles. So CNG, as you pointed out, being such a plentiful resource, is really catching the eye of a lot of people, including the major automakers outside of Ford.
The energy companies have done a marvelous job well, think of it this way. There's so much money in the ground, and right now, with the natural gas discoveries around the country, the only place they have to sell their gas right now is for home heating and or stovetops. And if you could start to fill trucks a couple, three times a week with gas, and it's a product that doesn't necessarily have to be refined like gasoline or diesel, it's very inexpensive to pull out of the ground and put into your tank. So the profit potential is enormous. But so is the idea that we can be energy independent.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Fortune magazine, several editions ago, says that they believe that natural gas will be the thing that brings America back as a superpower, especially manufacturing back into the United States.
That is a very interesting statement there, Terry. And boy, from what you're telling me, it certainly makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, that's a tremendous savings over the price of gasoline, which we're all being told is only going to get more expensive. And when there's no penalty in the performance area and there's a plentiful amount, you said 150 years worth, boy, it certainly seems like a no-brainer and makes me wonder why there's so much attention on battery-powered vehicles and some of the hybrid-powered vehicles. But it's an interesting political scenario, I'm sure.
Secretary Chu was at the NTEA show in Indianapolis a few months ago, and there were some other presentations made. But when you consider that this year China sold 16 million vehicles and we sold 11 million, at our peak we sold 16 million vehicles.
Wow!
So we'll get back to that in 2025. They expect China to be selling 16 million vehicles.
Hold that thought, Terry. We'll be right back.
End up driving by.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-917-8523. Supplies are limited. 800-917-8523. 800-917-8523. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Live across North America. Thanks so much for being here. And we want to welcome all of our listeners joining us on our network's website, GCNlive.com, as well as the AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com, and all of our great affiliate stations across the land. Terry Cargis is with us, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Ventures Vehicle Systems. And Terry's been telling us about a number of things, including V-Works and, most importantly, CNG conversion kits that they're doing for Ford F-250s and F-350s. And you were saying before the bottom of the hour break there, Terry, that China is, you know, just exploding in the sales of automobiles. And certainly if America embraced more of the CNG technology, we'd certainly see an increase in not only the health of our economy, but also in the health of auto sales as well.
I think that I was saying Secretary Chu at a conference that recently was showing the growth of Chinese vehicle sales, which is then certainly the consumption of gas and diesel. And nobody's even charting yet India, which they expect to consume or to have more vehicles than even China. So I don't think that the price of gasoline or diesel is going to be going down anytime soon. The other part for the U.S. is that we haven't built a refinery here in about 45 years and have closed about 60 of them, from what I understand. So there are the environmental concerns on the refineries, I think, and now, given the opportunity to get the natural gas that's abundantly available here, it's pretty phenomenal. It's a revolution is really what it is. It is an energy revolution. Bob, you there?
Yep. Can you hear me, Terry?
Now I can, yes. Yeah,
okay. I must have had a little temporary blip there in the line. I was just wondering, from time to time I'll get some emails about CNG, and some folks always seem to have some sort of safety concern. Are there any safety concerns with a CNG-powered vehicle versus a gasoline or diesel-powered vehicle?
It's actually safer. If any gas escapes, it goes up in the air, It doesn't puddle or unlike a gasoline tank, which can, if it's, in a crash, can escape and spill and get ignited by a spark. All of these vehicles have been crash tested, and at any time there's a valve or anywhere near a valve, there's a shutoff valve that goes along with that. So ultimately, they're one of the safer vehicles on the road. Worldwide, CNG is widely used. We're the only country that doesn't use CNG or LPG for transportation fuel. And in the European and South American countries, it's largely because of the taxes on gas and diesel. But it's available from the factories. You mentioned earlier that GM and Chrysler both have offerings. It's coming to us. The only thing holding us back right now, and the energy companies are working hard on it, is infrastructure for fueling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going together right now.
Well, Terry, we definitely got to get you back on the air with us to keep us updated about CNG, because I learned a lot from your visit here today, and I'm sure our listeners did as well. If you'd like, please give out all the information about Ventures, both the website-wise, social media-wise, telephone-wise, for both the CNG side of the fence as well as the V-Work side.
The best thing to remember is how to get to us, and that would be Ventures, V as in Victor, ENCHURS, Ventures.com. And that can get you to the V-Works website and or the VenturesVehicleSystems.com site. But Ventures, ENCHURS.com will get you all the information you need.
Well, Terry, it's been a pleasure. And again, look forward to getting you back with us down the road real soon.
Thanks so much. Have a great holiday. And let's remember our troops and those who have done so much to keep us free.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Terry. And now we turn our attention to headers. That's right. We have never done a specific segment here on the program on just exhaust headers, but we're going to do so right now. But this company not only makes headers, but also has a number of other companies involved under their umbrella. The name of the company is Hedman Headers, and the gentleman who's going to be telling us all about it is Mark Lewis, the Vice President of Marketing. Hey there, Mark. Welcome to Auto World. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a long weekend. How could I not be doing great, you know? I really appreciate you having us. I know this is kind of not your typical type of person that you have on here, but I'm glad you used us, and, you know, we're made in America, so I guess it's a great weekend to have us on. So,
yeah, anytime we can salute an American-made product and an American company, it's always a good thing. And this company has been around since 1954, and it was started by one gentleman. Tell us all about this gentleman and his dream.
That was Bob Hedman. Bob Hedman is the guy who started the company back in 54 after, you know, many years of racing with buddies on the salt flats and out in, say, the high desert in El Mirage. And, you know, he would always do rather well, and his knack for knowledge of how to create an exhaust and weld an exhaust system kind of made him popular with his buddies, and he was making headers, and he was doing well enough that all of his buddies want to know the secret. You know, when you're going fast, you want to go faster, and you want to learn everyone else's secrets, and, you know, so he was becoming well-known for creating these headers. He started his own muffler shop in Southern California in Culver City, and from there, just grew to where we're now the first mass production header company in the world, and we're still doing it today, over, you know, almost 60 years later.
That's great. So Bob Hedman there basically, you know, was a racer himself, and also, you know, kind of spread the word out there through grassroots efforts, whether mm-hmm. it's on the Mojave Desert floor or whether on the salt flats of Bonneville. And lots of famous racers over the years have used headers from Hedman. Tell us about some of those famous names.
Oh, well, it's a pretty long list. I can think maybe a few of them off the top of my head. But, you know, like today we have Tim Wilkerson, and we're not just here in the United States either. You know, drag racing is catching on across the country and across the world. And we have races in Sweden, like Göran Persiger in Sweden. He as a team in the FIA European Drag Racing and an Australian ANDRA. We have Darren Morgan, but here back at home, you know, I'm sure a lot of people remember people like Eddie Hill and Don Garlitz. They run our stuff at one time or the other. Cruz Pedregon has run our stuff. Corey Mack, the Warren and Kurt Johnson team, Roland Leong, Jungle Jim. I can go on, but I think that gives you a pretty good idea of the drag racers that use our stuff.
In addition to Hedman Headers, you have a whole performance group which consists of a number of other companies as well, kind of subdivisions. Tell us about the other offerings within the Hedman Performance Group.
Right. Well, in the years since the current owner, Bob Vandergriff Sr., bought the company back in 78, and since then he's added Transat Performance Products, which is a company that's been around just as long. It's one of the original companies of SEMA, been around since 1954, and they started out with transmission adapters, hence the name Transat. But nowadays, they're really well known for carb spacers, motor mounts, transmission mounts, EFI adapters, and parts like that. And also, some good-looking stuff, you know, chrome and aluminum. It's not always about speed, although that's very good and very important. You know, some guys are all about looks, and maybe we can help out with that, too.
Absolutely.
Right. The next company would be Hamburger Performance. That used to be strictly high-performance oil pans for race cars, but we've...
Oh. That's okay. When we come back on the other side, you can tell us about Hamburger's performance, high-end race-oriented accessory line, and lots more. You're listening to Auto World across North America. Don't go away.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Do your massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles? How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomas & Law Group carefully plan your escape. The Thomas & Law Group has proven itself for over 18 solid years, helping thousands of people like you and me reclaim our financial future. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and offices nationwide. And the best part? There are no upfront fees at all. You won't pay a dime until the job's done. No upfront costs, no monthly fees, no banking fees. No other law firm does that. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But really, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group right away for a free, no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst at 800-886-1003. Call now, because you're tired of running in circles. 800-886-1003. 800-886-1003.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you. Ain't that a fine machine?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Mark Lewis is with us, Vice President of Marketing for Hedman Headers. And before the break there, Mark, you were telling us all about Hamburger's performance. And this is a really cool company specializing in high-end race-oriented accessories. And they make lots of cool stuff. Tell us a little bit more about that line.
All right, only if you promise to put that music back on when we're done talking. That was great stuff, man. Was that Howlin' Wolf there?
It was. Very good.
Good. Yeah, okay. Back on point. Well, Hamburger's, before we went to break, I was mentioning that they started out with a high-performance oil pan. But we've expanded on that line since we purchased it from Mr. Gasket back in the 90s. Now we've got a bank of CNC machines that we're putting together, the CNC machine oil filtration components, carburetor spacers and adapters. They're all made in Whittier, California. Start with a big old chunk of aluminum. When they're done, they're a beautiful anodized piece that will add performance to your vehicle. So that's what Hamburger is really focusing on. We won't say that every product in our line is made in the USA, but anything we can make here, we do. We just want to stress that every possible part that can be made in the United States is made right here. So that's what the Hamburger line does. And finally, we have Hedman Hustler Headers, which is headers just like the Hedman header line, but it's hardcore stuff. So it goes out for funny car guys in the top fuel, NHRA classes, door slammers. We've got in some new line of oval track stuff. So we've got sprint cars, asphalt late models, dirt track stuff. So your Saturday night racers, you're going to start seeing a lot more of that product out there on those race cars.
That sounds fantastic. And another thing we should remind folks about is the fact that, these days it's very popular. There are so many great crate engines available from the auto manufacturers these days, whether we're talking from General Motors, some of the LS engines that are available, or the Ford modular crate engines or the Mopar stuff. But in the area of the GM, the LS, and the Ford modular engines, I understand you make some very cool engine mounts that can make the installation a whole lot easier.
Well, we've got whether it's a vehicle you might have sitting in your garage that's an older antique say from the 60s or 70s, or it's a completely customized product like a street rod where you put an LS engine in, we've got something for you. That basically, the LS is the new small block Chevy. It's been around since 58, around there. What we've got for the LS, we have some, mostly in the Hamburger line, we have a two-piece timing cover, which goes on the front of the engine, which allows you to make timing cam changes, change to the timing cam without having to drop the pan and saves you a good hour and a half, 2 hours worth of work. We have a valley cover which goes on the top. It actually helps with the structure stability of the engine. Just like the oil pan on an LS engine, it helps with the stability of it. It's an integrated part, and it may look pretty, but it has a lot of function to it as well. The Coyote motor is newer. It's Ford's version of the LS, and it's definitely making some headway. It's a very complex engine, though. They do a pretty good job in the R&D, though. But we'll find ways of improving on their take on the engine.
And certainly, I would imagine the addition of your engine mounts can make a huge difference in the overall installation and overall enjoyability of having that new power plant in your vehicle, whether, it, like you say, it's a classic muscle car or resto mod, or whether you're building something from the ground up.
Right. Well, you know, you really want to consider what kind of build you're doing, or if you're just trying to replace a factory mount that went bad, or if you're going to be taking out the drag strip, you want to make sure you get all that engine and the torque down to the wheels, you might want to use a steel one. If you want something in between where you might be going out to the autocross track, you'll want to use something with a polyurethane. We do provide all those different options. So you really want to think about what it is that you're going to be doing with the car before you start buying the parts. And that really, you know, that kind of spreads out into anything you're buying in the aftermarket. Everyone's using the same data. You know, whatever store you go into, a lot of the data comes from the same place. Mm-hmm. You really need to be very careful and do your homework. But then, like, for instance, if someone's buying a set of headers, you want to be very careful that you just don't go onto a website and say, oh, well, that fits my year, make, and model of car and the engine.
Mm-hmm.
There may you change any components. Say you use a different starter or you're using aftermarket heads. You were mentioning aftermarket parts. Especially if you're going with aftermarket parts, you want to be very careful before you lay out your money. You want to do your homework. A slight change in, say, the angle of the surface of the header, where the flange where the header goes, and that would travel down and start having interference lower on in the header. So just do a little homework. It may say on Summit or Jag that this fits your car, but just do a little bit more homework and save yourself some time and headache.
And for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the advantages of upgrading to a header system, there are many. Certainly there are oodles and boodles of folks here that listen to the show that have classic muscle cars, and some have some of the more modern-day offerings, which are just plain wonderful, whether it's a Mustang GT or whether it's a Challenger or whether it's a brand-new Camaro. I mean, these vehicles are prime for an upgrade like a header system. Mark, tell everybody around the nation and around North America and around the world as well about the advantages of doing an upgrade to a header system.
Well, all in all, changing to a tubular type of header and taking off that the cast manifold that comes from the factory, you're going to improve the engine's ability of getting the exhaust gases out of the combustion chamber, and leave more space in the combustion chamber to get more fresh fuel and oxygen, which will create a better burn, which in the end gives you a more torque, which is what you feel when you step on the go-get pedal. You know, that's what you feel in the seat of your pants. So that whether it's an old car or a new car, it's going to have the same effect. What you really need to concern yourself with is on a new car and an old car, big difference would be is emissions legality. You can't have a 2010 Camaro and just go throwing on a set of headers and then need to do, if you're in an area that requires a smog check,
yeah.
You need to have what's called an EO number, an executive order number, and we've got one of the largest selections of those. So that aside, the benefit of whether it's an old car or a new car is the ability to breathe better, which in turn will get more performance out of every dollar you spend on all the other parts. If you're putting a turbocharger or a blower onto the car, or you're changing cam, all that stuff needs to be able to get more gas out of the combustion chamber, get more fresh fuel in there. So that, in a nutshell, is what the header does.
And I would imagine the headers are going to have an instant increase in performance. If the engine is breathing better, it's going to deliver more horsepower, more torque, and I wouldn't be surprised in certain applications you might even get better fuel economy numbers as well, Mark.
You can. It's a very slippery slope when you're talking about that, though. An inherent byproduct of improving combustion efficiency is to get better fuel mileage, but unless you're going to go through uh, the a very expensive process of doing that testing, and that's really not our primary goal. We want to improve performance overall of the car, but getting more miles out of the gallon. You're not going to see a header company say, "Hey, you're going to get 12 miles a gallon increase." That first of all, that would be a false statement, and second of all, that's really not what this particular product is. Something like a Neofi spacer goes on electronic fuel injection systems. That's something that you will definitely see an increase in performance because it just improves the type of air that's going into the engine. So it's both ends if you change your intake system and you change your exhaust system, you're going to have a beautifully run vehicle with as much power as you can get out of it.
That sounds great. For those who would like more information about Hedman Headers as well as all the other companies that are part of the Hedman Performance Group, what are some of the best places to go on the web and also within the social media? And there's also the old-fashioned telephone number you can give out as well.
Yeah, we do have people on the phones that will help you out if you have any questions. You can go to our website and you get all this information. But just go to the easiest place to go to Hedman.com. It's Hedman.com. And on that one website, you'll find all the other brands we're talking about. If you look up in the upper right corner of the website, you'll see the logos for Transdap, Hamburgers, and Hustler. If you're on Facebook, which I think there might be a few people out there that are, we're at Hedman Nation. Again, that's Hedman Nation. And just like us, we'll make your day. We're putting up some nice pictures of cool cars and stuff for you.
Wonderful. Mark, it's been a pleasure. We'll definitely visit again somewhere down the road. Thank you so much for your time. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long, and we'll see you on the other side at the top of the hour news.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.